B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, listen, Fan Fest is coming, and we got our online ticket raid right now, in fact. That's it. Go to 975thefanatic.com, check on the Fan Fest logo, grab your free pair of Fan Fest tickets. There's a limited amount of tickets available, so listen, get them right now. That's right, Fan Fest presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. And by the way, today's online ticket raid is being brought to you by Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. If you download a pair of Fan Fest tickets today, you could be chosen for a Fan Fest meet and greet with AI. That's right, AI. All courtesy of Time After Time Watches. We're going to be choosing 20 people from the online ticket downloads today. Those 20 will get Fan Fest tickets and a meet and greet with Allen Iverson at Fan Fest. Again, all brought to you by our good friends at Time After Time Watches. Now, I got to tell you, this is a real treat because I love this our next guest. I love this dude. He is more Philly. He is so us. He is, of course, Mike Scott from your 10-9-8 76ers.
Right.
What's up, baby?
Hey, man. How you doing, man? Glad to be here.
I got to tell you, I was telling you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I love your spirit. You got a wonderful zeal for life, a zest for life.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think it just goes to how I was brought up, man. Just always be humble. Stay even keel. Have a chip on your shoulder. And I think, the Philly fans, the city of Philly just embrace it, and I embrace them back. So it's just, they're showing me love, and I'm showing love right back. So that's how I operate.
You do. Yeah. You do. And, you've made people's years. It's so cool to see people and how they respond to you. Yeah. The Mike Scott high, man. That's so great.
Yeah. I feel like any basketball player, any NBA guy could do it, but I don't know if people wanna, are that down to earth to reach out to the fans or I'm just Mike, man. I hoop, I'm one of y'all. I curse. I'm a regular person. I just happen to play for the Sixers. So that's how I like to keep it. I like to always stay humble, be grateful. Never get too high, too low on myself. Just stay even keel and just keep it moving.
What's so cool about that is that, it's interesting because this city, you really reflect our town. The thing about Philadelphia and having been born and raised here is that it's for real, right? It's a for real yeah. town. Like, we get.
That's one of my favorite phrases, for real, by the way.
But that's what we are, right? You get, we're honest. Yep. Sometimes to a fault. Yep. And sometimes we overlove. And sometimes, we show fangs or whatever. Yep. But that's what we are. We're unadulterated. There's nothing fake about Philadelphia. And you embody that.
Yeah. Nothing fake, genuine. Just keep it straight up, keep it real. I love it. That's why I embraced it. I love being here in Philly. I love playing here. I love going to crashing weddings. stuff like that. I love doing stuff like that when I'm interacting in the city and, especially during this time right now, I have a lot of time where I'm just training and, going different places. But
You look great, by the way, man.
Appreciate it. 234 pounds. That's been the lightest I've ever been. So, I like to stay this way.
You know the best is, too. You embody Philadelphia, and you're a tough bastard, man. I was saying that. If there is a government of skirmish, I want you on my side, man.
Yeah, of course. A bar fight, a street brawl. I'm front line. Of course, I'm right there with my teammates. I always tell people, I'm not the guy you throw in the game just to go smack or beat somebody. Oh, of course, I still want to play basketball. Right. I like playing basketball.
By the way.
But that's what it is.
I love it, man. I do. I love it. What's been, and listen, you don't understand too, the Sixers right now is a gift. Mm-hmm. It's been so long, right? Like we talk about AI, and AI, that era, Mike, was a blip. Yeah. I mean, it really was. I mean, we the finals in 2001, and then that was it. It was a wrap. and there was nothing serious. Like, you got to go back to, like, Doc days,
yeah,
you know, before you were born, from when this team really was a great contender. And you bring back Philly basketball. This Sixer team is so exciting. I mean, the length that you guys have, man, it's going to be scary.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. It's been one of the first times I've really been excited to get back to training camp. Just want to see how everybody been working on their game. Well, what have they been doing during the summer? And, you know, I feel like everybody buys into their roles. And, I mean, we're going to be very special. So,
I mean, I can't imagine length, right? Like, you go back in the history of the NBA. I was saying you guys are the Monstars because I don't remember starting five where the smallest guy 6'6".
6'6", right.
That's
right.
Crazy. Like, length. I mean, off the bench, you come in.
Yeah,
you know,
off the bench, I come in at 6'11". I'm just joking. I wish I was
6'11". Guess what, though? Yeah. You play 6'11". You play 6'10", 6'11". Right. You're bored.
Yeah.
It's true. You know, you're a perfect fit for this team because you spread and they have to come out and guard you.
Right.
You're banging three. You're bored. You play great defense, man. Lockdown defense. So that three and D, really four and D, four or five and D because you can play the five, is such a valuable commodity. I was so happy you came back.
Yeah, man, I was glad to be back. You know, Philly was always my number one priority. Of course, during the, you know, NBA free agency, I put my business cap on and, you know, try to hear from different other teams. But, you know, for the most part, I wanted to be back in Philly. I wanted to be back with the organization and playing in front of this the city.
All right, so I want to play a little word association. Have some fun with you.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do one. We'll do the team, and we'll do beyond that, too.
Okay.
All right, so let's start off with, if I say Joel Embiid.
And I just give you
First thoughts.
Beast. You know what I'm saying? He can be a beast. You know, I see him go out 45-20 against, you know, Boston. In Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? He can do that every night. And I think, you know, with Al, he can learn a lot from Al. I know Al would teach him, you know, professionalism of, you know, keeping his body right, healthy, and work ethic. So, you know, if Joel puts that stuff he learns from Al, you know, he'll be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real. We all know that.
That's true. Without a doubt, man.
So, yeah.
No, without a doubt. All right. The quadruple doink Kawhi Leonard.
Damn. It still hurts.
It does, don't it?
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts.
Chris, think about it, right? There's no way in the world you're losing to Milwaukee. There's no way in the world you're not beating Milwaukee.
I liked our chances.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and, I liked our chances.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I go back to that. You remember that Saturday night in Golden State where you were out there in Golden State, you guys rolled Golden Warriors that night. You played great ball.
I think
matchup-wise, I'm going, And then after, you know, when KD goes down, the whole thing, I can't help but go, man, that could have been ours.
Man, it hurt. But I always say, you know, if we're going to lose, you know, we end up losing to the champ. So if we're going to lose by, you know, a last-second shot that hit the rim four times in Game 7,
It is what it is.
You got to shake the hand, shake Kawhi's hand. He ended up winning MVP. So, you know,
I'm with you.
Yep.
How about Brett Brown? I say Brett Brown to you.
Oh, man. Just great, man. He's, you know, he's the first coach to ever FaceTime me.
Really?
You know, and I'm sitting there with wifey, and she said, was that your coach? And I was like, yeah. She was like, man, your head coach has never FaceTimed you. I said, yeah, man, coach is cool. He cool like that. Little stuff like that I like, man. He's real down to earth. You can talk to him, not only about X's and O's, about anything, man. I like that about him. I like that about him a lot.
Down
to earth.
Yes.
I'll use that for my word, down to earth.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, I can see where you guys would be close. He's also smart, like you're very cerebral, so you can have good, deep conversation, and you can joke around.
Yeah.
I feel, you look at him and you go, I believe he has the best in store for you.
I think, I feel like that, man, when everybody was saying, you know, fire Brett Brown, I'm like, man, I know he going through it, but listening to all this, you know, crap, and everybody sending him emails, and I'm glad he's back, so.
All right, if I say to you, Ben Simmons?
Boy, superstar. No, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. See, Hall I'm Famer. With you.
He'll be a Hall of Famer, I think. I think so. To me, honestly, that's my opinion. I don't know if I'll get killed for that, but I feel like he'll be a Hall of Famer.
You know, it's funny because I get ripped all the time for being a Ben kind of apologist. Because I look at it, after 3 years, you know better than anybody. Mm-hmm. You see, when you see a third-year player, particularly a guard and a point guard, how they blossom once they get their kind of feet onto them, especially him. You're a 6'10 point guard, 6'11 point guard, and now you learn the league, you get comfortable, you start to feel. Because I think what people don't understand is that being a person in the league that young, that there's a period where you have to become acclimated.
Yeah, and not only that, man, he has a whole country. You know what I'm saying? He's from Australia, so he got a whole country on his back as well. So he has to deal with that. And, you know, I'm not trying to give him a sympathy or sob story because I'm always here for tough love.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, yeah, it's hard. You being young, being number one pick, you know, having all that money can't be that hard. But Hall of Famer, like I said, he'll be a Hall of Famer
Now, I ask you, if he... Would you ever tell him, did you ever tell him, like, dude, shoot the ball?
Nah, you know, when it comes to jump shot and, you know, everybody always talk, I mean, you just don't force it, you know, let it happen. Let him start slow. You know, he don't got to start shooting threes. You know, start mid-range. Start, you know, stuff like that. Start slow.
Honestly, when I look at it, yeah. I don't care if he ever shoots a three. I just want him to be aggressive offensively.
Yeah.
Go be like Giannis. Go to the rim. Attack the rim. Go to the line. I just want you to go to the line, you know. Go to the line 10 times a game because... Seriously, who matches up with him?
Right.
Yeah. Who's going to guard him?
That's true. And, you know, like I say, you know, it'll happen. You know, he has a lot. He'll play in the league for a lot of years. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. That, you know, that part of his game will come. You know, I'm not rushing it. Hopefully the coaches and no one else is rushing it. You know, take your time. I know he has a great work ethic. I know he's been working. I've been seeing clips of him shooting. So it's going to happen.
All right. Your favorite place to hang in Philadelphia?
My favorite place to hang in Philadelphia. You know, I've never really been nowhere in Philly.
What spots you been going?
I don't go nowhere. I go from Camden, the practice facility, and
restaurants, nothing?
We'll make them a list, Dan.
I didn't go to no restaurant. I went from Camden, the practice facility, to the Franklin.
Oh, come on, man. I got to take you.
I used to go to the little restaurant downstairs in the Franklin, in the building. But as far as, I haven't hung nowhere.
Oh, we got to get you. We got at least a couple spots. I mean, there's
Now we have something to do.
We got to do it. Yep. What's the favorite thing that you have done with people?
I mean, I have to say, you know, crashing that wedding was pretty...
That was
pretty cool, man. That's the first time I ever did that. I didn't know they was going to react like that, and that made me feel pretty good.
Yeah, you had to feel like $1 million. Yeah. It's incredible.
It felt dope, man. They was already lit in there, so...
Yeah.
Before I walked in there. So when I walked in there, the party got real crazy. So, man, it was dope, man. They treated us with class. They treated me and my boys with class. They was, you know, giving us drinks. Of course, I had the Jack No Ice on deck.
Cool, man.
Yeah, man. It was dope, man.
Andrew, make sure we got it.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
Mike's not driving, and he's done for the day.
That's right.
So we got it in the back. We do like a fake cocktail at 11:10 every day, right? Because, Nat, did you get it, Nat? Did you get the riddle?
Wait, so it has something to do with Deshaun, right?
Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, because it's at 10.
You like the Eagles, right?
No.
Well, you know, we're 12.
I know.
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. HTTR. Sorry, Philly. Hey, y'all. Okay. I love y'all. But y'all already know what I was born in D.C., raised in Virginia. Y'all gonna have to get over it. We'll see y'all week one.
That's right.
Week one. We know we at week one.
Listen, you gotta be real. That's part of being real.
I'm real.
We won't want that. That's, you fake me out.
Y'all
like,
don't want
the Eagles. Like,
y'all don't want me coming here being an Eagles fan.
No, I want you to be a Redskin man.
Exactly. Right.
And plus, we get to bust your stones after AJ Round.
And you know what? We wouldn't like it if we went somewhere else and talked. Someone told us to be a fan of somebody else. We would not like that. Exactly. So it's all good.
No, without a doubt. So 11-10. So Carson Wentz is number 11.
Right.
And Deshaun, who was in Washington, as you remember, is number 10. So 11-10, it's D-Jax, right? So it's Jack, and then ginger for the ginger, the hair. So we do the Jack and Ginger 11:10 every day we do the thing. Right. So I would have come up with the Mike Scott cocktail.
Okay.
Is at high noon.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, he has the hive, so it's honey. So we'll have to have, what about
honey
Andrew?
Jack.
Honey Jack.
Honey Jack. Well,
honey Jack.
Yes, there
the
it is.
Jack.
That's it.
Right. That'll be it.
That's
all
it.
Right. That'll
be
all right. But you should do it at 1, because I'm a number 1. Maybe at 1 p.m.?
Perfect.
I don't know. Is that whack?
No,
is that
no,
lame?
No.
Cool?
Rich, I love it.
All
1 o'clock.
Cool.
At
right.
1 o'clock, we're doing that.
All right, cool.
At
1
o'clock. All right, real quick. So did you ever see Bill Murray? There was a documentary about Bill Murray, because you remind me of Bill Murray in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Where he crashes weddings.
All right.
He goes to parties. And so he did a documentary where they followed him around.
Okay.
And a bunch of Philly dudes did the documentary where they followed him around, just popping up.
Right.
Different places. Like he was in Austin, Texas, and he's in some party.
Okay.
Like all of a sudden it's Bill Murray, and he goes and he starts doing the dishes.
Right.
And it's like Mike Scott, you are our guy. Like, you never know where you're going to wind up.
Yeah, man. Today I was at the Art Museum steps handing out free ice cream. I went from that straight to Popeye's.
That's the best.
People at Popeye's. I wanted to see what that chicken sandwich was talking about, which is good. I gave it an 8.8 out of
8.
10.
8.8? All right, that's
8.8.
Good.
8.8. You know, like I said, man, I'm all over, man, especially when I got time right now. I'm not doing nothing but training. You know, of course, when the season starts, I want to lock in and be focused on the season.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm having fun. Embracing the city. They've been embracing me. So I just, you know, like I said, I like to show love back.
Yeah, did you always, were you a Wizards or a Bulls fan growing up?
I was always a Players fan.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, T-Mac was my favorite player.
Yeah,
Melo, Dirk Nowitzki, KG.
Melo, yeah. Isn't nuts what happened to Melo?
Isn't
it crazy what happened to Melo? Like, here he is, and he can't get a job.
It's disrespectful, man.
Right?
Come on, what are we talking about? Melo?
I agree.
Come on, man. That's one of my favorite players of all time.
He always reminded me as a tall, like a 6'9 AI.
Yeah. He could score. He could do
a
lot.
Fill it, right?
He was witty. He was a dog. You know, I don't know what it is, man. I don't know why he's being treated like this, but, you know, he's a soldier. He's still a Hall of Famer. Made a lot of money. So, shout out to him.
I say AI, and you say?
God.
Yeah.
Man, I grew up in Virginia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
AI.
Yeah.
Michael Vick. You know, even Lonzo Mourning. But,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
For the most part, to be honest, it was AI.
Yeah.
AI and Vick. So, you know, I wanted to go to Georgetown. I never got that letter from Georgetown.
Really?
I wanted to go to Georgetown because of AI. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, yeah, man, he was a god, man. He's a god, and he still is, especially here. So.
It's amazing, too, because he walks in a room like...
Yeah, man.
It's like the energy's there.
He got that swag, that chip on the shoulder. You know, I don't know, maybe it's a Virginia thing, but he just had that swag, man. He had that swagger and that toughness.
Yeah.
You know, he was short and he was small, but he still, you knew about Allen Iverson. So.
That's right. How about did you meet the Doc? Did you ever?
I met him a few times. I don't know if he remembers me, but I met him a few times, a couple times, shook his hand, you know, legend.
How about Doc's hands? Doc's hands.
Yeah. Like this compared to mine, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. He's another legend. First person to start, you know, doing all the crazy dunks. So,
did you ever see? There was a great documentary. You love it. It's the Dr. J documentary. If they showed on NBA TV.
I got Bill Murray, Dr. J.
Yeah.
All right, I got to make a list now.
I got you covered, man.
You put me on game now. Okay.
All right, I got you. I got you covered for the spot, man. Right. We'll go out for the spot. I got one last thing,
okay.
and I'm so happy you came by. I mean,
sir.
Listen, everybody loves you, and I'm so happy you're back here. I'm hoping that you like the song, Tunis.
Uh-oh.
See, I love the song.
It's a classic.
Right?
It's a classic.
See, when you hear this song,
I still don't know the word. I just know the 76er.
Everybody for Philadelphia. 76ers.
This reminds me of the wedding.
Well,
I was at the wedding. I was dancing with the lady.
Yeah.
Oh, that was dope. That was
awesome.
That was dope.
And it's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Mike Scott.
Yes, sir.
Sixers, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate
y'all. Thank you
for
stopping by, brother.
Love y'all. Shout out to the Hive. I love y'all. I see y'all. I'll be here in a couple weeks for good. Yes, sir.
We can't wait, man. Can't wait. Thank you, baby.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
it. There he is, Mike Scott, hanging out. Oh, man, what a treasure. A Philadelphia treasure, Mike Scott. This is the Mike Missanelli Show. I'm Anthony Gargano, filling in for Mike. We'll come back just a moment right here, 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, it's 3:32 on the Mike Missanelli Show. I'm Anthony Gargano and 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. How great was Mike?
Oh my God, awesome.
He's fun.
Totally one of us.
I know. No, he digs it too. He digs it. Like, listen, I just appreciate someone who is real and down to earth.
Same.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, that's it. But he truly, truly enjoys being with people. And, you know, think about it. Like, if you're him and you come to this city and it's such a sports-crazed town and you get some, like, cool, you meet some cool people, you get attention, you feel like, you know, part of the family, that's a dynamite thing.
Well, that, and then he comes here and he gets to be himself because we just embrace people when they are real.
Yes.
For who they are.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Man.
He's been such a great addition.
Yeah. And listen, but you know, he's tough. He's a good role player. Like, that's the loss. And forget it, he's a great dude. He's a terrific role player for this team. He has some big shots. You remember that Brooklyn shot we were talking about from the baseline at baseline three. Mike and Drain at three.
Yeah, he shot around 40% from behind the arc last year.
No, he was important. I was thrilled that he came back from a role standpoint, man. Dude, this team, as excited as for the Eagles.
I can't wait.
I know. I'm like, hey, this is excited.
We said this yesterday, too. Every time we keep teetering back and forth.
I know. I'm getting out of control. Like, this could be, I said it earlier, and they were like, nah. So when I was a kid, it was the 83 team, right? Like, that was like my, you know, that was your AI. Like, you know, I'm a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like my son, say, you know, that sort of thing. And I love, you know, Julius and Andrew and all that stuff. Moses, like these great, you know, I think I love this team more. I'm excited to see this team.
Do you really?
I do. I love this team.
I love this team too.
This team could actually at some point, if Simmons, I gotta say, like if Ben really takes that out again, and he doesn't have to shoot threes, if he can really just take it to the rim, get fouled, he should be going to the line double digit times a game. If he can get his offensive game down, And B looks like he's embraced the whole eating right and working out thing because, you know, Mike said, let's be real about it, right? He's, you know, we've seen him go 40-20. Like, he could be every bit of Wilt. That dude is sick, got sick talent.
Oh, man.
Look at this team. And you got and the smallest guy.
You're making me giddy.
Is Josh Richardson.
Right.
At 6'6". Like, really? Like, come on. That's insane.
And you got the professionalism of Al Horford. And as Mike brought up,
man,
helping him out with Joel.
Big Al was a huge. How about Elton Brand? How about EB?
Oh, he's a gem too. He's like the icing on the cake.
How about EB? The job that EB's done?
Oh,
are
my.
You kidding me?
I know. And everybody doubted him too when he first came in. Everyone's like, oh, internal hire, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, he comes in, makes all these moves.
EB has killed it.
Well, also one of us.
I keep bringing it up because a lot of people gave him crap for not adding to the bench before the playoffs, which I thought was ridiculous. But think about what he had to do last year. He didn't make those signings. He didn't sign Wilson Chandler. He didn't sign Mike Muscala. Those were Brett Brown signings. Elton Brand cleaned up the mess.
Yeah, it was.
Making that trade for Tobias and Boban and Mike and Butler.
I forgot about Muscala. I hated
that. That was a Brett Brown signing because he wasn't GM yet.
I know. That's true. I all due respect to Mike Muscala. I hated him. He was the marshmallow man. He was so soft.
Well, if you sneezed in his direction, he'd fall down.
He was terrible. Muscala was terrible. And he wasn't a good enough shooter to be as soft as he was. The EB, what you think about that team going in, right, with Fultz, the whole thing. I forgot to bring up Jimmy Butler. I meant to ask him about Jimmy. But you think about, like, that team going in and what EB did to turn that thing around. I mean, seriously, you got to give the man major credit for he made remade this roster three different times, and now it's set. I'd like the Trey Burke signing, dude. Like I was giddy about Trey.
Yeah, we were talking about that for a couple of weeks.
Coming off the bench. Like the fact that you got a guy that's a legitimate, like, little shooting, he can back up the one. That was a really good signing.
He can give you 10, 12 a night.
Yeah, man.
It's huge. You didn't have that last year.
No. And by the way, forgive me, all right? Because I'm going off on a tangent.
Wait, I just have one question for you about the tangent. When was the last time you remember? Was it that around that 01, 02 period when it was such a basketball town? Like, over the past 5 years, it's been insane. It's grown. When was the last time you can remember that it was at the peak, at the level that it is right now?
Yeah, I'd say 01. It's weird. Basketball, when the Sixers were really, really good, right?
Yeah.
And I was a kid. Basketball was kind of big among us, but it really wasn't a huge, you know, baseball was much bigger. Yeah, this was as much as the Eagles town. This was a big time Phillies town too.
Yeah,
and the Sixers were kind of they were fourth behind the Flyers.
Wow,
right?
Yeah,
they were. And I remember playoff games that weren't sold out. The Spectrum going to games. That 1984, I remember being a kid and getting tickets to all three home games. They played like Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And they lost Sunday night. Doc said mail in the stats that was going to end it or wherever it was, and they lost. But it's not until, like, so 01, people got nuts. That great start that they had.
Yeah.
Pat was awesome. Like, he was a great
He,
president.
Like, embraced the city, too. Yeah.
Like you can get next to Pat. Like, mm-hmm. He was terrific. So that was the first time I saw, like, a Sixer kind of coming out party, and they had the pennants everywhere.
I still remember him scaling the bridge.
Yeah, he did that with Ace.
Yeah.
My buddy Ace, I told you.
Oh, that's who he did
that's
with?
Who Ace.
That's awesome.
He did it with Ace, who gave AI the Yankee hat. And AI goes, we gonna get fitted. Right. So that was the last time. But other than that, I mean, and this, it's dwarf. What's cool about him, I think, young people have just like fallen for this team, like, you know, from 8 to, you know, all through 20s and 30s and 40s, like, they love and all those people that have been down there forever at that place, because they're a tight group, the
right.
Sixer season ticket, all this, and the Sixer fans, and now it's just blossomed, right? So all your ironic t-shirts, those great t-shirts, all those shops, like, there's a lot of million Sixer t-shirts that are cool. I had one that I was going to wear, a Ben Simmons one, because there's some great stuff. And then, I think it's never been like this height.
Okay.
This is the biggest they've ever been
right.
in town.
Right. Wow.
Like, they're number two right now.
Oh, easy. Yeah, easy.
They're number two.
Easy.
And listen, like, you know, nothing against the Phillies in that sense, because, you know, we love the Phillies. And, you know, if they get hot and go to the playoffs or whatever, and games aside, you know, people, you know, love the Phillies. We know that.
Speaking of the Phils, I got you the lineup coming up.
Oh, all right. All right,
good. You're not going to like it.
If you're telling me Rodriguez is playing, Sean Rodriguez, then I'm out.
No Rodriguez tonight.
Really? Actually, I'm shocked by that. All right, sit tight. We'll come back, and then I apologize. I went off on that Sixer tangent. We will go back to the phone lines, and we'll talk to everybody straight ahead. This is the Mike Missinelli Show. I'm Anthony Gargano right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 3:46 on this Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, we got our training camp report coming up at 4:10. And Tuesdays with Sal, 5:15. I'm looking forward to that. Can talk to my man Sal Powell. And don't forget, we're going to get right back to the phones in a second. But first, Miss Natalie, give us an update on the Twitter poll.
Alrighty, today's poll. We have over 1,600 votes on this one so far, Ant. How long are you giving Carson before he's fair game for criticism? 20% say one game, 24% say 2 weeks, 41% say 1 month, and 15% saying 3 months. So
it's
one
coming
month,
down.
The month, yeah, the month is leading by 41%.
Wow, it's coming down though. Was it 50%?
It was at 50. Now people are, they're second guessing it. They're thinking about it. Second place.
It's a great topic, man. Second place is what?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So now people are like, oh, I don't know if I want to give him a month, you know?
What's one game again?
20%.
Yeah.
That's kind of high,
dude,
too.
You got one game, man.
Get it together.
Else you got nothing. By the way, our 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corbelli's Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. And our Twitter poll again brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, intentional landscapers looking to repower a zero turn or walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Let's talk to Steve in Worcester. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, cuz?
What up, Steve?
Where's the option for Carson that I will never give up on Ginger Jesus?
That's great. That's awesome. Now, give me.
I need that option. Where's that?
That's E. Yeah, it's not in the poll.
Okay.
So if he scuffles, you're good.
I give me a break. I mean, it wasn't what I called about, but Carson is amazing. I really think he's underrated, under the radar for the NFL as a whole. And I think personally, I mean, I was telling a buddy of mine who's a Folesian.
He's a Folesian?
He's like, oh man, especially with these two injuries to the backups. He's like, oh man, I told you we were going to Foles. I said, dude, don't worry about it. The only reason Carson's going to sit this year is in week 15 and 16 when they got everything locked up and he's got nothing to play for.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me.
I like it. Listen, I'm a Ginger Jesus man as well, so, you know, I hear you.
Well, to the reason I called, you actually had this topic a couple weeks back where you were talking about, you know, the hate you've got. And, I grew up in the 80s. You know, it was Randall and Buddy.
Yeah.
Well, what got me into the Eagles? So I hate the Dallas Cowboys with a passion that burns brighter than 1,000 suns. I cannot explain. It's probably unhealthy how much I dislike them. I mean, like, if the Cowboys were playing like the ISIS All Stars, I would root for the ISIS All Stars.
So you're going Satan?
Oh, gosh, totally. But the other thing that's weird is, like, when it comes to, like, Dallas is the team that I hate. Dallas is the team, like, the idea. If you get my concept of that.
Yeah, I get you.
When you get, like, Dallas fans that are all over the country, that kind of garbage. But when it comes to the other kind of general hate, I hate everything about New York. Not just the...
So you go New York over Boston.
That's where I was going with my final point. It was only recently... And a lot of it's from listening to you, to be honest. But it's also with the reinvigoration of the interest in the Sixers. Like,
yeah,
you know, I got to be honest. I got, I bleed green. So football is my number one thing. The only time I was really paying a ton of attention to the Sixers was 2001. I mean, I'll admit it. But with this new lineup, this new team, I love these guys. And I love watching them. My kids love watching them. And I am starting to hate Boston.
I'm glad I'm good for something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool, man. Thank you, Stevie. Appreciate it, buddy. Listen, the Boston thing, real quick. I mean, this goes back in our DNA, man. This is Puritans versus Quakers. Right? Like, you know, you want to be around a Puritan? No fun. They're wicked people.
The Puritans?
They burned the witches at the stake.
Oh, that's right.
They're nasty people, the Puritans.
Right. Yeah. We're taking it old school now.
Come on, man. Andrew, what are the Chewies? What is the lineup? Phil's lineup. I need the Phillies lineup. I'm not going to like it.
No.
There's no Sean Rodriguez. I have to like it.
No, you're still not going to like it because leading off,
oh,
your boy, Rhys Hoskins.
What is he doing? What is he doing?
So I just looked up since that second game of the Cubs series where he's been batting leadoff, he's 1-for-13 in the leadoff spot.
What sense does this make?
None.
What sense? The guy's scuffling, right? That's what happens. Long season, going through a slump. He's scuffling. Of all places, why do you lead him off?
He walks a lot, Ant.
Again, I can't take him. I'm sorry. I apologize. What sense does it make to have a guy that's scuffling that you know is going to look at? It's in his head, right? That's what happens when you're in a slump, right? He's going to want to feel the need to take pitches. And so he's going to not swing at the first pitch fastball that he's going to get from Brian Johnson, who's a ham and egger.
Stinks.
Right. Who was thrust into it because Chris Sale is done for the season for the Red Sox. So you put him at leadoff, just hit him fifth. Why can't you hit him
or
fifth?
Or drop him sixth or seventh so he just gets a fastball.
I'm saying
early.
Fifth.
Yeah.
You know, you hit him fifth. You let him come out of this thing. There's no pressure on him. Not as pressure on him. This is, let me reinvent the game. I'm smarter than everybody in the room.
And the other day when he did bat leadoff, he had a 2-2 count. He swung at a pitch in the dirt.
I know.
Because he's trying to take pitches and he's getting fastballs early.
No. Dude, this is 101. But Gabe reinvented the game. What is wrong with him?
Well, he
it's almost
leadoff
like
tonight.
He's doing it for spite.
Maybe.
Go ahead. What else?
He's playing DH tonight, by the way.
That's
JT Realmuto bats second, playing first base. Remember, he'd rather play in the field than be the DH. He said that to Gabe Kapler earlier this year.
He's got the napper in there.
Bryce Harper bats third in right field. Gene Segura, the slugger, bats fourth at shortstop.
I hate this lineup.
Corey Dickerson, fifth and left. Scott Kingery, sixth at third base. Cesar Hernandez, seventh at second. Adam Haseley, eighth in center field. And batting ninth behind the dish, Andrew Knapp.
He's got the napper.
Yep.
I mean, I guess you got to get
Realmuto. He's probably going to play tomorrow, too.
But let me ask you a question, though. You have 2 days off, right? They play 5 games this week.
Yeah.
They were off last night, and they're off Thursday night.
Yep.
You're in a race. Why can't Realmuto catch? Why can't he catch both games?
Especially because he's been catching for no all season long. It's not like one of those situations where,
I mean,
Zach Eflin liked Knapp earlier in the year, right?
Knapp can't hit. He can't
hit. Quite frankly, he's not a good catcher either.
He's not, but he's a horrible. He's a pencil bat. He can't hit. You're playing in Fenway. You got to bang the ball around.
That's your starting lineup. You want some football news?
I do. Are you doing the baseball show?
Yes. 6 o'clock tonight. This could cheer you up a little bit.
Why, this guy's got to give me, this guy gives me a migraine.
All right, what would you rather have? Rodriguez in the lineup or Hoskins batting first?
Rodriguez in the lineup.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that strongly about how Hoskins should not hit first. Why? Why would you bat him first when he's scuffling like this? And you got 2 days off, and you're still, you can't let Realmuto catch?
At this point, you're in a race for the wild card. Should have your best lineup out there.
Natalie!
Yes, I'm here.
Antonio Brown reported today and wore the certified helmet at practice.
Really?
No kidding.
So that's your Antonio Brown news. Jalen Smith.
I hate Antonio Brown.
He's getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
We don't know the terms yet, but the Cowboys have reached a long-term extension with Jalen Smith. Now, what are they saying to Ezekiel Elliott? Hey, we're going to extend Jalen Smith real quick.
Dude, they got issues because they got Elliott, Cooper, and Prescott.
Yes.
And so we were talking to Mikey Garofalo from the NFL Network, Philadelphia's own, by the way, and Michael said that their biggest issue is not Zeke. Their biggest issue is Dak, and that they're light years away from a deal with Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he wants 40, and they were offering 30. But this Jalen Smith news makes me happy because it's like, all right, now Ezekiel Elliott's going to be even more pissed off.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. They got their own cap. I don't care about them. What is wrong with this game? My God. Can't get Mike Scott back. Mike Scott back. Mike Scott was fun. Gabe's not fun.
No.
He's not fun. What What did Charlie call Real Muto yesterday?
Oh, JC called him. He said
Romero.
JT Romero.
He's thinking of JC. He's thinking of 2008.
We had Charlie on yesterday. I love him. It's my main man, Charlie. And the skip goes, that I love that JT Romero.
So sweet.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best. Real Muto. And so I love what he says, Real Muto. All right, we'll come back. I wish he was the manager. Please. We'll come back. A big 4 o'clock hour. Tim McManus training report coming up at 4:10. All your phone calls, all your Mike Scott love. Count me in. I'm on the Hive. We got all kinds of things straight ahead of Tuesdays with Sal. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. I'm Anthony Gargano. Cuz hanging out. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.